His only regret was that he had but one life to give for his country. They are famous words uttered by America's first spy just before his death in 1776. The story of his life and how we know where he lived is a fascinating tale, and it's next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In September of 1776, 21-year-old Nathan Hale was executed by British soldiers as a spy for the Patriots' cause. Perhaps we would not know his story if not for an account of what he said before he gave his life for liberty.
Supposedly what Nathan's last words were, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." It's actually a British soldier who documents that. He also reports Nathan held himself with dignity and grace until the last possible moment.
Anne-Marie Sharland at the Hale Homestead in Connecticut says Hale's words and actions were remembered, but most likely it was another man over a century later that made sure we still know his story today.
In 1914, a wealthy patent attorney from New Haven, Connecticut, by the name of George Dudley Seymour, becomes fascinated with the story of Nathan Hale.
Seymour was determined to find the home where Hale grew up. He knew the general vicinity and found a letter from Hale's niece that provided a clue.
It says there's only one actual image of my Uncle Nathan, and it's on the back of a door in the old house. So now George Dudley has to find the house.
It was known as a shadow image drawn on a door. Seymour began searching abandoned homes in the area of Coventry, Connecticut, and located the home and the shadow portrait on the back of a door. The home was now being used as a chicken coop. He bought it and began restoring it and publicizing Hale's story.
He brings famous people here, such as both sets of Roosevelts, former President Taft, and he never actually lives in the house.
But he did preserve the place and that one portrait of America's first spy who gave his life for the young country. Today, you can visit the home and farmstead overseen by the nonprofit Connecticut Landmarks. Traveling the countryside in Coventry, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McRae.